Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We're back live from Chickies in South Philly all summer long, every Friday from 2 to 6. Stop over before the game, chickiesandpete's.com for details. As I have Instagrammed out a picture.
Dude, I completely forgot we're in a pandemic and everything, dog. I don't know. I must have hugged everybody over there.
You did. You're vaccinated.
Yeah, that's true. But to have callers down here, we got several callers down here from the show.
And we really appreciate it.
They're all getting a chance to meet each other, so it's pretty cool.
No, we have people coming from the audience hugging Chuck from Mount Airy to meet him.
Yes.
Chuck feels like he's a star.
He is a star.
He really is. I Instagrammed out a picture, John Marks Media, so you can see that Chuck is real. So, yeah, I mean, Chuck's probably – what would you give the – we guess 5'8". 5'9"?
Probably 5'9".
5'9", all right. 5'8", 5'9". He listed at 5'10", a little bit shorter than the listed. Yeah, Rios is short, but in great shape as well. So there you have it.
Oh, yeah, they're all in good shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, which is amazing. Like, we definitely have the best. As far as shows, our show's callers and listeners are the best.
Yes.
The best shape.
Best shape, except for Herb.
Well, yeah, but, Herb. Yeah. Yeah, Herb. And by the way, Herb was demanding during the break to me that all players, by September 1st, I demand that all players get vaccinated. I said, well, what are you going to do about it if they don't? Are you going to boycott the games or something? Anyway, all right, we got some business to attend to,
yes.
Mike. As we have 2 4-packs of Phillies tickets to join WIP and Miller Lite for a special night to ring the bell, it's tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. Brought to you by Miller Lite and the new Miller Lite Liberty Landing at Citizens Bank Park. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly. Jack Fritz has a list of trivia questions. We're going to go to your phone call. If you get it right, the first two to get correct answers will win the 4-packs. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Dover. Joe.
All right, Joe. Who drove in the game-winning / World Series-winning run in Game 5 in the 2008 World Series?
Pepperell.
Incorrect.
Well, I know this one.
I do too. Greg in Malvern. Greg.
All right, Greg. How many home runs did Chase Utley have in the 2009 World Series?
I know this one too.
Two.
Huh?
Not even close.
Incorrect. Yes, not even close. Rich in Marlton.
Rich, who did Brad Lidge strike out to end the 2008 World Series?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Sorry.
It's quite all right. Let's go to Tommy. Is this Tommy from down the shore or Tommy in Philly? Tommy.
Hey.
Tommy, how many home runs did Ryan Howard hit in his MVP season?
46.
Ooh, not even close. Sean and King of Prussia.
All right, Sean. Name one prospect the Phillies traded for Roy Halladay.
Good answer.
Kyle Drabek.
That is correct, Sean. Congratulations, man. Travis.
I did know that.
Travis.
D'Arno?
Yeah, Travis D'Arno.
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 I hated the way it was spelled.
Still playing, by the way.
Is
he
really?
Is. Yeah, he's Marlins or the Braves or the Marlins?
No, he's on the Braves.
He's on the Braves this year. Yeah, he's actually he's made a lot of money. And Drabek.
Drabek, yeah.
And who am I blanking on? One more.
Carrasco? Hector?
No,
that was Clifford.
Carlos. Oh, okay.
Now, it wasn't Tyson Gillies in that trade, right? It was.
No, that's who they got. They got Tyson Gillies back.
There was one other outfielder in that trade.
It was Michael Taylor, because there's been two Michael Taylors. Michael Taylor. Not the Michael Taylor that made it in Major League Baseball. Is another one, believe it or not. All right, we have one more to give away. Let's go to Tim. Tim in West Deptford. Tim.
Tim, Brad Lidge blew one save in the 2008 season. What was it?
Like the team or?
Brad Lidge himself blew one save. He did not go 48 for 48, contrary to popular belief. What game did he blow?
Was it against the Mets?
That's kind of a tough one, right?
That's not that tough of a question.
Well,
I don't know. John's, John, was that a tough question?
He
blew one save. He blew one save.
The All-Star game.
Yeah, he blew the All-Star game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I knew where you were getting
yes.
at. The Braves, they almost, that was the one game he almost blew, and Victorino, threw out at home plate in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing throw, and that was the closest he came to blowing a save. Jimmy in Lancaster, we have one more prize pack to give away, or a Phillies pack to give away. Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, who was the last Philly to hit for the cycle?
I hate this guy. Yeah, I hate him. I think.
Placido Polanco.
Incorrect. 215-592-9494.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't remember seeing the Phillies hit for a cycle.
Maybe you weren't here during
those
years.
What I'm saying.
Well, you were still playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's been a while. And I've been, this is my 14th season of not playing, so. I knew I hadn't seen a
you
Phillies
were not,
cycle.
You were not in the media.
That's
this
what I
happened.
Thought.
Definitely
yeah.
was not in the media.
Yes.
No, you were not.
You were probably preparing for a Super Bowl.
I didn't know if it was when you were in Atlanta. I didn't.
Right.
It was right around that time, though.
Okay.
And I still to this day can't stand this guy.
Me either.
Matt in Doylestown. Go ahead, Matt.
All right, Matt. How did the Phillies acquire Shane Victorino?
I don't know.
It's a tough one, but it's a good one, Jack.
It's a kind of easy one, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even I came up with that answer.
Yeah. Ryan, Fishtown, Ryan.
Ryan, who was acquired along with Brad Lidge prior to the 2008 season from the Astros?
Can I answer David Bell for the cycle question?
Very sorry, you cannot.
All right.
That was pretty good. I like that.
Along with Brad Lidge.
I don't know.
All right. We only have
I don't know that either.
We went through our entire list except for Stan from Stratford. I don't know a lot of Stans. Stan in Stratford. Stan.
All right, Stan.
Scott.
It's Stan or Scott?
Stan. I said, what you got?
Oh, okay, Stan. Who did Brad Lidge strike out to end the 2008 World Series?
Here's the pitch. 3 seconds.
Not sure.
All right, Stan. Jack, you've accomplished with some tough questions today. They're well-worded questions as well.
Okay, the Shane Victorino question, rule 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that answer right, Jack? The Ryan Howard home runs in his MVP season. It's two numbers in my head, so I'm going to go with my number. 58.
Correct.
58.
Correct.
I had 56 or 58 in my head.
Yep.
I didn't know which one.
I remember when he I forget how many home runs he hit in September, but I just remember when he passed Mike Schmidt's 48 to where I was like, wow, what a season. And then he kept going and going and going and going until like it was unbelievable. All right, JJ in Reading. Jack, go ahead with JJ.
All right, JJ.
JJ?
JJ.
Okay.
Who was the last? Oh, no. Who was the Phillies' all-time leader in saves?
Oh.
JJ.
What's his name?
What's the question?
Tim Bunning or something like that?
No.
Close.
Matt in Bridesburg. Go ahead with Matt.
All right, Matt. Which Phillies team was referred to as the Wheeze Kids?
Oh, wow.
3 seconds.
He fell asleep.
Is he sleeping already? He's got nothing there. Tim and West Deptford. Tim.
All right, Tim. Who's the Phillies' all-time leader in saves?
Brad Lidge is too obvious of an answer.
It's also the wrong answer, yeah. Did he even answer? Tim?
Hello?
Yeah,
what was your answer?
Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton.
Bold answer. Bold answer.
All right. Awesome answer. Nate, just keep asking the same questions, Jim.
Nate, who did the Phillies just draft in the first round?
Oh, my God.
Can I get to four pack of tickets?
Yeah, seriously.
Ben in Lancaster.
Ben, first off, are you there? Are you able to answer this question?
I'm here.
All right. Who did Brad Lidge strike out to end the 2008 World Series?
Here's the pitch. 3 seconds.
Hold on. Was it he's a lefty?
He was left-handed.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, you've officially
stepped up the game.
Yeah. There are tough questions. They're not too tough, but they're difficult.
Although the football guy has gotten a few of these.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's why you're a baseball guy, too. Right?
I was going to say, okay, yeah. I made the mistake of starting answering questions last time, not realizing that we were still taking calls.
We have a couple that people can get. Okay. Joe in Dover, go ahead. Joe, are you there, first of all?
I'm here.
Joe. Who drove in the game-winning / World Series winning run in Game 5 of the 2008 World Series?
Killing me. Victorino?
This is unbelievable.
Seth in Northeast Philly. Seth, are you there?
Yeah.
Seth, how many hits did Pat Burrell have in the 2008 World Series?
Two.
Chris in Delaware. Chris.
Oh, my God, those two guys were prepared for Phillies and won.
Chris, who did the Phillies have to trade before bring? I'm just kidding. Let's see. Who did the Phillies clinch the NL East against in 2008?
The Washington Nationals.
Yes!
Oh, my God, finally!
Congratulations, Chris.
My goodness.
All right, answer the questions. Hinsky was struck
Hinsky,
out.
Yep.
Eric Hinsky.
I thought it was Bruntlett that
was acquired along with Brad Lidge in 2008.
He was talking about the winning run
the
RBI.
Winning hit. Yeah, who got that?
Oh, that was
hit?
Feliz.
That was Pedro
Bruntlett
Feliz?
Scored, I believe.
Pedro Feliz delivered.
Oh, okay, so he scored. Yeah. That's what it was. Okay. Okay.
Yes, but Bruntlett was acquired with Brad Lidge.
Oh, so I would have had the name to another question that I did not know.
You said Bruntlett. I said correct, not for the right question. There you go.
Let's see. What else was on here? 58 homers. You got that. It was Hinsky. Utley had 5 homers in the 2009 World Series.
Oh, I would have got that wrong.
I
said 6.
The 1983 Phillies were the Wheeze Kids.
Yep.
Shane Victorino's required in the Rule 5.
Second time he was a Rule 5 pick, and he was offered back to the Dodgers because they sent him to Triple-A, and they said no. Yep.
How about that?
Yeah.
Two-time World Series champ.
Well, there you have it, Jack.
Well, that's how I designed the game to go.
Jack, you finished strong.
Yeah, thanks.
Good job.
Congratulations, buddy. And have fun tomorrow night. And everybody that won tickets over the last 2 weeks, have fun.
Yes, man. Tomorrow night. Should be good. I hope the team can come through for you guys.
That's what they just have to.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, they have to follow through with the game.
If not, if this thing looks like it's going south early, Jack, start pounding them early, brother.
Yeah. A lot of Miller Lights will be a concern. A
lot of Miller Lights. Yes. So we didn't have the proper equipment to get Chuck and Herb on the text line this week, and they're already gone, so they must be drinking somewhere already.
You believe me, they started their own party in this place.
A lot of people now saying that Chuck looks a lot better than they thought. He's in good shape.
Yeah.
Like that he's real. People are like, I can't believe he's real. I can't believe he's real. So Chuck's real.
I remember when he said he used to box. I remember when he said that, because I never met Chuck.
Right.
I never met him before myself. But I remember when he had called up and said he used to box. So when he walked in, I'm like, yeah, he got the muscles.
He looks like he's a boxer, yeah.
Yeah, well, he looks like he used to box.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah. My bad, Chuck.
He's not listening right now. It's all right. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
I have heard multiple callers this week say that Ike is wrong and is pushing their buttons, getting under his skin, etc., etc. Then they go on to argue for a minute plus, and at the end of their argument, they agree with Ike. Open your ears and get it together, people. Tom from Abington.
That's how it normally works.
Yeah. Thank you there, Tom.
Yep. Ike talks them right into it. They're like, you know what? No, you're right. All right, see you. Yep, they think they disagree with Ike until they actually talk to Ike. And then they realize that, no, they agree with Ike. All right, what's next?
Ike, great idea on the Nike campaign. I'll reach out to your people. Phil Knight in Oregon.
Seriously, man.
But the whole thing, right down to everything he was saying,
yes,
to the Kobe angle of it and everything else, is it's Nike.
Ad campaign. That's what I would do to try to capitalize on him.
I mean, is this the offseason where he goes from being listen, he's an MVP, former MVP.
Yeah, he goes to
now he's the guy.
Yes. He's young.
And
likeable.
He gets it.
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, he is so likable.
Stayed in the small town of Milwaukee, didn't chase the super team.
Yep.
The NBA, they should love Giannis because he should give hope to teams that are in Charlotte and
teams,
Portland and cities like that. He gives hope to those teams.
Yep, he does. So, he's awesome.
And he has the right personality to like Kevin Durant, as good as he is.
Man, is he a crumb.
It's like anything he does turns out wrong. He can't even ask for a basketball back without it going wrong.
He is. He really is. And like, it wasn't that long ago that we looked at Durant being like, oh, yeah, I love Durant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, three-point shooter.
That's my son's favorite player.
Yeah.
His favorite player is Kevin Durant. But I'm like, dude, yeah,
he's something else.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one to have to roll with as your favorite player.
He is something. All right, what's next?
The Eagles need to hire the Sixers PR team to hype and get people behind Jalen Hurts. The Sixers PR team has been selling Ben Simmons' potential and summer jump shot videos on social media for 5 seasons now, and people continuously buy it up. To hype Hurts, I got Elliot Shore Park saying the Eagles are going to win 11 games and Jalen Hurts is going to get 35 touchdowns because he's close to the team. No one's buying that. Alex from Summerdale.
Wow. Wordy text message, but a good one. Thank you, Alex. I mean, but like, unfortunately, with Ben Simmons, each year where you saw the highlight videos and whatever, and it's produced, each year people stop believing it. And this past year, this is it, right? Like, he can put all the videos he wants out there. He can shoot threes and dunk or whatever else. Until he does it on an NBA court, no one is going to believe it. Not even Benablers are going to believe that he's going to do it.
Not even the Sixers.
No, not even the Sixers. They yes, they know better. Yes. Until he actually does it, the hardworking, and on his birthday, he's out on the court, in the lab, as they like to say. And no, it doesn't matter. You can be at a basketball court 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Unless your mentality changes, nothing's going to change, Ben Simmons. What's next?
If Tommy from down the shore doesn't show face at Chickies and Pete's soon, it only confirms that he really is Jack Fritz. Matt in Hamilton.
A lot of people do think that Tommy is Jack and Jack is Tommy.
Yep.
I don't know about you, John, but I've actually had the pleasure of meeting Tommy from down the shore. So he is not Jack Fritz.
Where did you meet him? I didn't.
Well,
on Zoom.
He Spike and I did a Zoom when Zoom podcast when DMX died.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we all three of us. Like a tribute to DMX.
Because they're on Spike does a music podcast, too. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you share?
So that's how I saw him.
Did you share a bologna sandwich with him?
I did not, but he did. And I think he had one during the show, yeah.
That's why he's our guy.
Yes.
But, see, I intentionally, by design, say to Jack, don't talk during the call because people still don't believe. I get family members that say, I know Jack is Tommy from down the shore.
And I can't believe he does not look like the voice.
At all.
It does not.
Chuck looks like the voice.
Yes, he does.
Herb looks like the voice.
Yes, he does.
Tommy from that short doesn't look like the voice.
No.
At all. Any more, Jack?
The Eagles have just assigned Landon Dickerson a handicapped parking spot at the NovaCare complex. Jim from the Philadelphia Parking Authority.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Do they have one, though, at the right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah?
That's why he hasn't signed his contract yet. They're working the parking space out.
All right, so I believe there's 3 second-round draft picks that aren't signed. One was picked directly ahead of Dickerson. I don't know if they're just waiting for that to happen so they can say. But, like, Because if the Eagles are trying to say, like, hey, listen, we don't want to pay you as much because you're injured, then you shouldn't have freaking drafted him. You just hyped him up as being the leader for the next 10 years of your offensive line and what a difference maker this guy is and, like, everything. You went over the top in the praise of him. Now you're not going to pay him what a second-round draft pick's worth? I don't know.
Well, God, it would be healthy as a second-round draft pick.
I agree, but don't draft him if that's the case.
I agree.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know if they had that issue with Sidney when they drafted him.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to play for a
year. No, he didn't.
And they knew
in. Yeah, so, I mean, they got him signed.
That shouldn't be the case for him. He could play. It's just they don't have a lot of urgency.
Oh, Landon Dickerson?
Yeah.
I don't see how he plays. I think that was just all a part of selling while they drafted him.
Well, at the very least,
The guy couldn't play in the championship game. It tore his ACL.
He played in the championship game.
Well, that's a whole other thing. But that's why you pump him, so you don't even, like, there's, like, he can't come back, even if he's trying to come back. You put him on the pup list, and he can't come back for a long time.
I mean, but they still can do that. But he has to get signed first.
Yeah, he has to be signed to an actual contract.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Jack?
Jeffrey Lurie. Hey, Tiger, you all packed up for summer camp? Nick Sirianni, you bet, Mr. Lurie, I'm bringing my ball. I love ball. I hope the guys there love ball, and I can't wait to show my systems and... Lurie, easy sport. You remember what Uncle Howie taught you about answering questions, right? Sirianni, yes. The first rule about the quarterback factory is that we don't talk about the quarterback factory. Lurie, sounds like you're ready for competition, Nicky. Scott from Delco.
Usually Scott's got a zinger, and it's rather short.
I got to give Battle credit for reading that the way I'm assuming it was supposed to be read. That sound right, right?
It did. Nice job, Battle.
There you go, Battle.
Good text line. Good show today.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, but good job.
Yeah, maybe he's back on. See what happens when the boss is gone 4 days a week? Know what I mean?
This guy's taking paternity leave.
Man.
I haven't seen him since Father's Day.
Man. All right, Tom of Downingtown. Tom?
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Good. Real quick, I'm the guy who said something about Jack Fritz, and since that time, he took off like a rocket.
So Jack Fritz is an idiot?
That's my voice.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Jack Fritz is an idiot. That's me. But anyway, I tell you what, he kept his composure, and he keeps – someday we're all going to be saying we knew him when.
Absolutely.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, he's a rising – he's a current star, Jack Fritz, and
I wouldn't go star, but he's
– Yeah, but you know
what? Let's not give him star label yet.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going with the Eagles – closer to 11, and here's why. Over the last 44 years, 11 times, they were less than 7. So I'm just going with statistics, guys. And parity with the NFL, you guys beat up the Eagles, but that means you give a lot of credit to everybody else's team, and they're struggling. Steelers struggle, you know, other teams struggle. So I'm going with closer to 11, and hoping that the underdogs get it back together again.
All right, Tom, appreciate it. Eric in Atlanta. Eric, quickly, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, Eric.
I had a little bit more to talk about, but I just wanted to call and defend Jack from yesterday. When Mark's got on Jack, you got to keep that in-house.
No. This is entertainment, and if I have a problem with the questions for like the third or fourth straight day, then I'm going to say it on the air, and that's what I did yesterday. And if Jack was upset by it, then I don't know what to tell you. He did great today with the questions. So Jack finished it up quickly, or he did it well.
It was good entertainment, but it was one of those when your wife does something you don't agree with, you talk about it when you get home.
Yeah, I hear you. I get a lot of people who are saying, like, no, you got to keep that in-house. Like, all right. Like, I got to keep important stuff in-house. I don't have to keep that in-house. I don't really know if that was, you know, that big of a deal, everybody. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309. When you're getting engaged, that's the place to go. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Well, there you go. How do you feel about this weekend, Ike?
Not good.
I don't either.
Not good. So hopefully, with my low expectations, the team can surprise us and win at least two of these games over the weekend, hopefully three. And hopefully we come in here Monday feeling a lot better about the team. I mean, because I really was pumped up coming off that Marlins series, right? They come out of the All-Star break. They were hot going into it. They coming off the Marlins series, what was the fourth straight series win?
Yeah.
And winning three out of four there. It was just so disappointing to lose two in a row the way they did up there in New York. And then to come home for game one, again, of an important series after a two-game sweep loss in New York. It wasn't good last night. And Joe Girardi, his lineup didn't say to me, we're attacking this series like our playoff lives depend on it. How do you sit two of your best players who are completely healthy right now? I don't care if it is a lefty-righty matchup. Nobody gives a damn. Does Bryce Harper sit down against left-handers or right-handers?
He shouldn't.
He damn still better not. Excuse me, is JT Realmuto making $120-something million? I mean, my goodness. And Andrew McCutchen has been one of your hottest hitters as far as driving in runs, giving you some power. Like, you got to treat this series like it's life and death, like you're on life support. You're talking about impressing the front office to make them spend money or to buy next week
as opposed to sell.
Yeah. And you treat the first game as if it doesn't matter. Like, come on, man.
I was shocked. And like, we read the
sends a bad message
lineup
to the clubhouse.
No, it does. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, but why is JT? Like, if you're JT, it's like, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, really,
I'm good.
Yeah, if I'm JT, I'm on the field.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Are we doing leading off, Jack?
Oh, Robbie's here.
Okay.
Oh, Robbie,
just because the sponsorship's are in my stack here. So
that's good.
Yeah, so he is.
Who the hell is Joe G? Is he off?
Yeah, he's taking on this weekend. He's taking on next week. Yeah, he's not on until Eagles season. I mean, the guy has the whole summer off. He's got to take off. You know, more of the summer?
Well, he did fill in on other shows.
Oh, that's why I had to take
off. Yeah, I don't know if he's had as much time off as me.
He is complaining about his back hurting. So, he's doing too many shows.
Oh, okay.
Not in good enough shape.
All right. Well, Rob Ellis will take you into the Phils and Braves. Let's hope the Phils can win at least, now we're looking for a split. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're looking to not get swept or lose three out of four.
Exactly. Kyle Quinn did a great job at security and engineering down here today.
Yes, well, security was a little relaxed. A little bit.
Listen, we weren't expecting this to happen so soon with Herb. Everybody, thanks for listening and calling and everything. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you. Hey, let's talk about BetMGM because you can raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code MARKS100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Phillies or Braves and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code MARKS100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Phillies or Braves and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.